Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Real Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about what if I buy the wrong property. Do you know, I got the inspiration to do this topic after I was woken up from a bad dream lately. I dreamt about how I committed to a lousy property on impulse and I regretted it. That scared me out from my bed. When I told my wife, she said I think too much already. Anyway, I'll be exploring some case studies regarding some property purchase made by some buyers. I just wonder if the outcome will be the same if they have decided on another property instead. Have they made the best decision then? Will they be making more profit? Here, I'll be covering two case studies in this video. One will be in the West. I'll be covering La Crest, Lakeshore and the Jade Condo. The other case study will be focusing on Serangoon. I'll be covering condos such as Affinity at Serangoon, Sunglades, and Kensington Park. With that, let's dive deeper into the numbers. I can still recall back in 2016, Qingzhen Realty secured a mixed development site in Bukit Batok. They have outbid 10 other bidders for this GLS in the West. This is their first mixed development after having developed many other ECs in Singapore. In 2017, they launched La Crest Condo for sale. ABSD for second property purchase for Singapore citizen was 7% back then. I can still recall many buyers hesitate to pay. For those who want to own a second property, they continue to do so for nation building. La Crest was selling for 1,200 to 1,300 per square feet initially back in 2017, before increasing to 1,004 per square feet. That was considered high, factoring in older 99 years resale condo in the vicinity are only commanding around 1,000 per square feet. For La Crest to sell a premium is justifiable because of its newer lease and is a mixed development. Sales were good and units moved even before the announcement of the Jurong Regional Line in 2018. To date, La Crest has appreciated by 31%. Not too bad for the mixed development. I can still recall back then, resale properties such as the Lakeshore in Jurong, which is next to the Lakeside MRT station, is 51 km to Rulang Primary School and the neighborhood market, which is located right across the street. Lakeshore is slightly older by 15 years. It was going around 950 per square feet to 1,100 per square feet. I'm always puzzled why the prices were at such a huge discount of between 30 to 40%. It seems to be a cheaper option considering its superior location next to an MRT station. How lousy can that be? If you take reference from 2017 to date, the Lakeshore fair 39%. This is slightly better than La Crest. Are you all surprised? If you don't believe in me, you can always do your own research. Another condo I want to compare is the Jade in Bukit Batok. It's beside Bukit Batok MRT station. The Jade is a 99 years condo from 2001. Prices then were hovering around 900 to 1,000 per square feet. I can still recall some conversation that it is not advisable to buy condo that are more than 15 years old because of their limited capital appreciation and price was stagnant. I mean, they are so clever. How come they can see something that I can't see? Anyway, the Jade did 38% in return. Not too bad for older resale condos, right? If today, if these same people tell me the same story regarding resale condo prices were stagnant after 15 years, I will ask them to watch my video and stop spreading fake news. Let's go to Serangoon now. This is another exciting place where I spent a good amount of time hanging around. Back in 2018, we have a mega launch by Oxley and Partners on the former Serangoon View. They launched this 1,052 units development known as Affinity at Serangoon. Initially, sales were okay only since this location is not served by any MRT station. The selling price then was around 1,005 to 1,006 per square feet. Since this is a big development, it took a slightly longer time to sell everything. Subsequently, the announcement of the Serangoon North MRT station along the Cross Island Line changed everything. Units just flew off the shelf. In 2018, Affinity was selling at an average price of 1,529 per square feet. Today, it's going at 1,815 per square feet. It has done well with a 19% return to date, after holding it for a good 6 years since 2018. Let me take a closer look at its profitable and analyzed return. Not too bad. 254 units make money. Profit range from 80,000 to 550,000 for the most recent transactions. Analyzed return is between 2.5 to a good 7.5%. Decent return for the District 19 new condos. When all these are going on, I recall I came across another resale condo that is very attractively priced. Sunglaze is a 99 years condo with its lease from 2000. It is super next to Serangoon MRT station and next shopping mall. Back then in 2018, its average transacted price was around 1164 PSF. Today, they are doing 1564 PSF. This is a return of 34% to date. Surprise, right? For HDB upgraders with a budget constraint, I think Sunglaze is worth taking a second look, even with a depreciating lease. At current valuation, I think this is still a fair market value for the space and convenience it has to offer. On another note, I've quietly discovered a gem in the heart of Serangoon Garden. This is none other than the 999 years Kensington Park. This is a 310 units with big spacious unit. I recall sharing some client about this condo. But as usual, the typical response was, they were too old. Maintenance cost is an issue. No new facilities. Young people today don't like to stay in old condo as they prefer the newer one. And they don't like to stay with old people and so on. I thought until my mouth dry already, also no use. Back then in 2018, Kensington Park was going at 1074 per square feet. Today, they are doing 1595 per square feet. This is a massive 49% appreciation to date. This is really solid return. I know many of you will not believe in me. How can an older 999 years condo outperform by 49% against the 19% return for its newer counterparts and 34% against the 99 years Sunglaze? You don't believe in me? Let me share with you a real profitable transaction. This unit, I assume, is a maisonette that measures 2024 square feet. It was purchased back in 2019 at 988 per square feet or $2 million. This owner, I assume, renovated the unit and sold it in May this year for a cool $3.5 million. He made a cool $1.5 million profit or a solid 12.9% annualized return in just 5 years. Impressive. This is what I call 厉害. What can we learn here? The above case study has shown that older resale condo can also do well, whether they are 99 years or on freehold tenure. There's still profit to be made in this segment. If you know how to identify them, some of the conditions include the timing of the market, the entry price, the exit strategy, and the end product itself. Don't write them off. Many investors are making money quietly by adopting this simple strategy. I know many are obsessed with making money in property investment. They will go to the extent of spending money attending investment courses for thousands of dollars in 5-star hotel. Why waste so much money? For what? If you really want to enrich yourself in property, please go and attend this course organized by my company, PropNex, for only $97 for a 2-day course. This is damn cheap. This is not about making money. This is what I call value adding back to the community. Back to the question, what if you have bought the wrong property? No worry, just make sure you don't repeat the same mistake twice. With that, I've come to the end of this video. If you have any housing plans to sell or rent out your properties, I'm more than happy to assist you. See you in the next video.